Hello, namaste everyone. I would like to talk to you today about how to attract great relationships, love, your soulmate, or perhaps your twin flame. I'm Lily, the founder of Nature's Blessings and Psychic Spirit in You. And step number one, in order to attract love in your life, is to accept yourself and love yourself fully, deeply, completely for who you are. And this is the very secret in attracting great, successful relationships. Now, what is love? Well, love holds the highest vibration in existence, the highest vibration in the universe. And this is law. I didn't make it. I didn't create this. It's universal. I work with a lot of people that have a belief system which was detrimental and didn't serve them well. And this belief system was that self-love was associated with guilt or shame. Now, this is nothing new. This is old programming based on social conditioning. And you know what? Thank God that it's actually changing and a lot of people awaken to the reality that we are love. We just forgotten. So when we work on other people in forgiving other people that caused them harm in the past, and even when we work on loving other people, that was, you know, relatively easy compared to when we worked on self-love. That created and triggered some emotional stuff. It even led to crying and a lot of emotions surfacing. And that was great because it created a breakthrough and a realization that self-love is very important, that valuing yourself is very important, that accepting yourself is very important. Now, when you love yourself fully, deeply, completely, you vibrate high. You vibrate at the highest vibration of universal love. And when you vibrate this deep love, you'll attract people at the same vibration of deep love. In other words, you attract your soulmate. You attract your twin flame. Great relationships. Now, other people that are vibrating lower than you and are willing to change and shift their vibration to a higher vibration of love, what happens with these people? They will be motivated and inspired by you. So in other words, you're changing their world. You're changing the world by changing your world. This is just awesome. Another thing is some other people that are, again, vibrated at a lower vibration and are not willing to change their vibration are not going to be part of reality and your spectrum of vibrations. In other words, you will definitely not attract these people and you'll attract only high vibrational people. Now you might ask, what do you mean? What do you mean by loving yourself? Well, it means that you love yourself with all the flaws, with all the shadows, with all the darkness, as well as the light, beauty aspect of yourself. It's that deep, deep love that radiates from within. And I'm not talking here about a narcissistic type of love or a selfish type of love, which has nothing to do with real love. In fact, it has to do with a lack of love. But the love that is within you, and you just love yourself for the simple fact that you simply exist. Because when you came into this world, you came out of love. Your mother and your father got together and created you, and you made it. You are a success. So because of that, just love yourself. Love yourself because you simply exist. And I'm going to say it again, love yourself. Because you simply exist. And actually, you know what? Close your eyes and take a deep breath in. And then say it out loud. I love myself because I simply exist. And then again, I love myself because I simply exist. Now one more time, a minute. I love myself. Because I simply exist. How beautiful is this? Okay, so step number two, it's about internal work. Now, internal work, of course, it's not external work, which, you know, you go out in the world, you dress nicely, you put the makeup on, perfect haircut, and you go out and expect to meet your soulmate. It's nothing wrong with that, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something that it's internal, that's within. It happens in the visible world, in the world of spirit. Internal work has to do with thinking, with deep thinking. It has to do with meditation. Meditate on the idea of loving yourself and attracting your soulmate. Prayer has a very powerful energy. Use spiritual tools. I love to use them. However, I'm strongly suggesting to use them, but don't depend on them 100%. Use your ability, your intuition, your ability to love and connect with a higher vibration of love organically, naturally. So what kind of tools, spiritual tools? Gemstones and crystals. Gemstones and crystals for the heart chakra, which are pink or green. Rose quartz is it's a very powerful gemstone in attracting and connecting with a high vibration of love. Adventuring is another nice one to use. Also, orgone creations, orgone necklaces are very powerful in amplifying the energy of love. Gemstone elixirs, essential oils. Other tools, for example, you know, create your own shrines, your own altars, your own little spiritual corners, and you place in them all kinds of items, that spiritual items that remind you of the love vibration. Okay, so the seed of love is planted because we are all love, and that leads to step number three, which is letting go. It's letting go of the idea of finding or looking to attract your soulmate or just great relationship. And this might sound contradictory, but letting go doesn't mean to give up on love. It means that you have that profound understanding that you are already complete, that you are already whole, and you don't need a soulmate or a great relationship, someone love, you know, love in your life. You feel, because you know what? You feel good about yourself. You feel good in your skin. You feel confident, again, not in a narcissistic way, but in a very deep, profound, loving way that comes from within. And you have a high self-esteem. And then again, this is not arrogance, but it's confidence. It's a deep understanding. And when you come to this realization, you know, you'll see miracles. You will attract your soulmate. You will attract great relationships. Even your twin flame. Your life will change. I'm vibrating with a high vibration of love, that you realize that you are love and you just forgot. It all comes back if you do the work. So I hope you enjoy this podcast, and I hope you're going to come back and listen to it, because it impresses upon your subconscious mind. This information is powerful, and it also motivates you. It inspires you to stay in this high vibration of love. Also, if you know someone that craves love in their life, share this audio with them. Again, this is Lily. You can find me at natures-blessings.org or psychicspiritinyou.com. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Wish you blessings, peace, and much, much love. Namaste.